For determining race, though, we had everything we needed in the skull. I directed the student's attention again to the woman's mouth. Her teeth jutted sharply forward. So did her jaw bones in the region where the teeth were rooted. It's a trait called prognathism, from ancient Greek, meaning literally forward jaw. Even novice anthropologists can readily recognize it as one of the hallmarks of Negroid skulls. There's an easy test for prognathism, I told them, and I demonstrated with the skull in my hand. Take a pencil and press one end between your upper lip and the base of your nose. Holding that in place as a pivot point, swivel the pencil downward. If it contacts the lips and the teeth but can't touch the chin, your skull is prognathic, and probably Negroid. If it can touch both the base of the nasal opening and the tip of the chin, your skull is orthognathic, flat, and probably Caucasoid. Our skull passed the pencil test for prognathism with flying colors. Her jaw morphology was a textbook example of Negroid structure. The teeth themselves were further confirmation. The tops of her molars were rugged and bumpy, crenulated, anthropologists call it, unlike the smoother cusps of Caucasoid teeth. A word about race. In recent years, the very concept of distinct races has come under attack. Race is merely a cultural construct, says one recent school of thought, not an objective physical or genetic feature. On the one hand, it can be useful to question and rethink our notions of what race means. On the other hand, I've examined tens of thousands of skulls over the course of nearly half a century, and their features, visually distinct, numerically measurable, and statistically graphable, correspond quite consistently.